Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week on Building the Bakken, the most trusted energy brand in the Bakken today. As I mentioned a moment ago, Building the Bakken is part of the Crude Life Media Network. We're not a political program, rather an informational brand. No polarizing talk, just conversations about the facts of the energy industry. Here at the Crude Life Media Network, we generate positive energy. With programs like Building the Bakken, we're able to tell the stories of the people, the communities, those who are involved with the day-to-day oil and gas industry and the evolution of the Bakken oil field and the oil and gas industry. All right, on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio, we talk with Dan Hetherington from SEH, part of our weekly Davis Refinery update. They got the permit to construct from the North Dakota Health Department, and now Dan Hetherington is going to tell us the next steps, what's going to happen after that. Also, Troy Schrenk, Chief Commercial Officer with Target Lodging. He describes a relationship with the Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery and Target Lodging, another step into the right direction for the Davis Refinery. Troy Schrenk also gives an update on the Bakken at five locations they have and what has been going on as far as filling the occupancy. It's a great economic indicator as well as a population influx indicator for those of you that are involved in the oil and gas industry. Troy Schrenk, Chief Commercial Officer with Target Lodging, a little bit later on in the program. Also, Kathy Nesset, she changed the name from Nesset Consulting to just Nesset. She explains why and also about some of the services that she is now expanding into out in the Bakken oil field. Plus, Kids in Capitalism, Otis, and much, much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Smoking, I'm joking with the people that I know.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
When you get to know Eric, and he is so willing to share with you how growing up, you know, his life was impacted by an outstanding mom. And the challenges that he may be faced, when he's willing to open up and talk about those things, you're immediately drawn in. And that's that vulnerability that I think that he has publicly said, it's okay to be yourself. And it's okay for you to make mistakes along the way.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Dan Hetherington with SEH.
Once that's in place, these other ones will fall in place actually, you know, very, very well. We're working with the appropriate parties that we'll need to get their approval for right now. So today's been a great day, a lot of activity, a lot of people excited, and we're doing a lot of different things so that we can start construction as soon as possible.
So there's just a few more things left. It just sounds like that molding and shaping and, like you mentioned, kind of the operational things that basically what I heard is no big surprises, no red flags,
right.
That you know, it should be back to the normal course, whereas the air quality permit to construct, that was the big one, like you mentioned. There was some wild cards in there, and there was some technology that needed to be vetted, and there was some, you know, call it new theories, if you will, that needed to make sure it could be applicable in the energy industry coming from a different industry. And I'm just going off the top of my head a little bit. Talk to me a little bit about, if you might, wouldn't mind recapping some of the things that you guys did and some of the conversations that were had through this whole air quality permit, because that was a very important permit for the state of North Dakota. And now that they've granted it, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you guys did to make this happen.
So, and I appreciate that. So there was actually a lot of different things that we did to work with the state to give them the confidence that everything we were proposing was not only appropriate, but very, very workable. So, you know, people say, well, you know, it's you know, brand new technology, and it's highly advanced, and which is all true, by the way. It's all stuff that you know is all you know being brought together in a unique form to this project. But I do want to make sure that everybody understands that it's not like somebody just thought up this type of technology this week and put it on the table and said, we're going to make it work. This is something that stuff that's been used in different industries and different applications and different locations for, you know, a fair amount of time. What happened with the Meridian project is the Meridian design team said, hang on, we can grab this technology that was used here, and we can grab this technology that was used in this other location. We can combine those here. At that point, it's for our emission levels. It does this for our production levels. It increases, reduces emissions. So we're using proven technologies in unique manners. So we're bringing it all together for this project. So what was nice about that is the state goes, okay, we like that. We understand that. Now, you still have to prove it. You have to give justification for that. So here's this particular type of equipment, and here's the application it was used in, and here's how, you know, the emission levels that those had. So obviously, as you can imagine with a refinery, oh, there's thousands and thousands of components and pieces and parts of this thing. So big picture-wise is that we use proven technologies from other areas, other locations, other applications, brought it into this project and put it all together. And it's very beautiful. I mean, it's really cool project that we think is going to be an industry changer. We're excited about it, and we're confident that all of these levels can be met. And what it boils down to, it agrees with us. It came back and said, yeah, we think you guys are going to, you know, you guys are on the right path, and you guys are proposing the right project, and we approve it. So here's your permit, build it. So it's kind of fun.
Now, this might get, you know, you can tell me to mind my own business, but just curious, was there anything that from when you guys started to when you got the permit to construct that changed at all, whether it be a little tweak or maybe something very dramatically had to be changed? Or was it pretty much you guys had the idea from the get-go?
So the main concept, the main ideas from the get-go were constant. So those were throughout the entire project. But yes, things were changed through the process. In the beginning, some of our original submittals, you may recall, Jason, that we went through and we made amendments. And because, as you know, everybody was digging into this, some questions were asked, well, what if we did this and what if we did that to make it even better? So we went back and we changed things to reduce emissions even more.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dan Hetherington with SEH or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies. Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? You need a raise.
Hey folks, I want to take a quick second to tell you, just in time for summer, the Crude Life t-shirts are now on sale. Three different designs available. Show your support for the industry and become an energy enthusiast by living the Crude Life. Visit thecrudelife.com and click on the t-shirts now on sale. That's the Crude Life t-shirts now on sale.
Well, you're my pineapple, baby, let me be your mango man. You're my pineapple, baby, let me be your mango man.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Troy Schrenk, Chief Commercial Officer with Target Lodging.
Troy Schrenk, Target Lodging, Chief Commercial Officer.
Well, thank you for joining us today on the Crude Life programs. Let's start off by, you know, we do a weekly program up in the Bakken on Building the Bakken Radio on the Davis Refinery, first Greenfield Refinery, 40, 50 years being built in the United States. And I got a press release from their staff that you guys and Meridian have signed a letter of intent in terms of it's some housing. It's another one of those positive steps that the Davis Refinery is becoming more and more into fruition and reality. So before we get into some of the other activity going on, let's talk about that specific Bakken Davis Refinery Target Lodging relationship. So Troy, thanks for joining us today. And right out of the chute, what's going on up there in Belfield, North Dakota?
You bet, Jason. Thanks for having me, and we're pleased to be partnering with the Meridian Energy Group on their exciting project in the Bakken region. It's been a long time coming, as you probably are aware, the process that the ownership group has gone through to bring that project to life is extraordinary. And we're pleased to be a part of it, to be able to support that, great project in that part of North Dakota. You know, we built the Dunn County Lodge, which is nearly a 600-bed turnkey lodging and hospitality lodging solution there, just about 8 miles north of Dickinson, North Dakota, back in 2012, to support upstream companies that were, producing oil in the area and largely some other oil field service companies. And it was just a first-class facility with our employees in there delivering the service quality we've come to deliver on a daily basis. And then the downturn hit, as everyone was aware. 15 and 16, things were very soft, and we spent most of the time in that time period with Dunn County. Really had closed it up and had to sit aside until the market would recover. So we're thrilled to be able to. We reopened it actually in October 2017. We started to see some recovery on the upstream oil and gas side. We started serving our first meals again in October of 17, and had reached pretty good occupancy in the Dunn County Lodge and being able to support some of the same customers prior to the downturn. So fast forward now, middle of 18, being able to establish that relationship with Meridian Energy and the supporting the temporary construction workers that will be working on that job.
So in addition to, you know, the Meridian Energy, you have some other camps up there, crew camps, some lodging. I forget what the correct terminology is these days, but how many total do you guys have up in the Bakken now, with Meridian?
Sure. So we currently own and operate 5 lodges and just shy of a total of 2,000 beds in the Bakken region. During the downturn, we were able to successfully relocate some of the lodges that we had built during the 2010-2014 boom, and relocated some of those lodges down to the Permian Basin, which of course is located in West Texas and Southeast New Mexico. So, you know, we're excited about the recovery the signs of recovery that we've seen in the Bakken. And, you know, we think we're definitely with 5 lodges and the network to be able to support the crews throughout the region. We're in a very good position to support our customer base and continued oil and gas development in the region.
You mentioned Dunn County Lodge, and which is close to Dickinson, which is by Belfield. Williston and Watford City, you know, you're talking a few hours away from the southern tier of the Bakken. So I imagine, are the rest in the Watford City, Williston area?
So we have lodges located in Watford City, that we currently own and operate as well. That lodge is seeing extraordinary occupancy at this time, and really has for the last several quarters. We're, you know, at or full capacity in Watford City. Again, that's a turnkey accommodation and hospitality facility. So, you know, 24/7 meals, and all of our employees there are professionally trained hospitality staff. So Watford City. And then Williston, we have two locations in Williston, just west of town, West Williston. We have the Judson Lodge, which is a 100-bed facility, and then the Williams County Lodge, which is just right at 300 beds. And then, of course, we have, we have another facility located there that we closed during the downturn called the Williston Bear Paw Lodge. And we've since moved off quite a bit of the structures that were located on that site and relocated down to the Texas area.
Troy Schrank, our guest, Target Lodging, and I'll give you folks a minute to grab a pen and paper, because some of the things he's talking about are these signs that we often talk about, the economic indicators, and of course lodging is a very big part of it. So up in the Bakken, we were talking about the Meridian Energy Group moving ahead with the permit to construct from the Air North Dakota Health Department with the air quality permit. And then you mentioned the other camps that you guys have in Watford City, Williston, Stanley area. Is it safe to say that the activity is picking up like a lot of the media has been reporting? Because I know a lot of times the media gets ahead of the actual part into speculation and then that sort of thing. But if you guys are filling your beds up once again, that to me sounds like a surefire indicator that this energy boom is back in the boom status, huh?
Well, it definitely is. And in this instance, we actually think the media was behind, which is ironic. But, you know, we actually saw a good solid pickup of activity a couple quarters ago. You could, you know, measured by the number of crews that were moving into the area, the amount of horsepower, you know, or equipment, as some of the oilfield service companies like to call it, moving into the area, the number of frac fleets and crews has increased over the last several quarters, which increases the number of, you know, the number of men and women working in the area. So, you know, I think the media in this instance has actually just confirmed what we had been seeing on the front end several quarters ago. We're optimistic. We expect some good things out of the Bakken region much sooner than we anticipated, frankly. We thought it might be a little slower pace to recovery, but given some of the challenges that have been presented down in the Permian Basin related to takeaway capacity, we're starting to see some capital investment flowing back into other shale plays, and one of which is the Bakken, where the economics are, you know, have improved significantly as it relates to being able to, you know, extract the oil. But clearly the price of oil has helped. But
I'm going to ask you to hold that thought for just 1 second, Mr. Troy Schrank, Chief Commercial Officer with Target Lodging. We're going to take a quick break. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
All we need is four wheels, a full gas tank, and a few miles left. Where all the lonesome souls go. Who wrote their songs of living? And now it's our souls left. For the giving, we already know how it's gone.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch Coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch Coaching.
one of our programs was where we asked Eric Hatch to come in and speak to this group, and it ended up being a group of about 90 emerging leaders, and talk to them about leadership lessons. And Eric just did a phenomenal job of reaching out and talking about leadership from a very personal perspective. He is one of our best leaders in the community, talking about being vulnerable and what that has meant to him in his leadership journey.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies. Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? You need a raise.
Hey folks, I want to take a quick second to tell you, just in time for summer, the Crude Life t-shirts are now on sale. Three different designs available. Show your support for the industry and become an energy enthusiast by living the Crude Life. Visit thecrudelife.com and click on the t-shirts now on sale. That's the Crude Life t-shirts now on sale. Hey folks, I want to take a quick second to tell you, just in time for summer, the Crude Life t-shirts are now on sale. Three different designs available. Show your support for the industry and become an energy enthusiast by living the Crude Life. Visit thecrudelife.com and click on the t-shirts now on sale. That's the Crude Life t-shirts now on sale.
Well, I was 2 years old when John Lennon died. Well, I was 23 when George said goodbye.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we continue our interview with Troy Schrenk, Chief Commercial Officer with Target Lodging.
Look, the takeaway capacity is in the Bakken. With the Dakota Access Pipeline and others coming into fruition, I think it really positions the Bakken as the shale play that it was before, and will continue to be on a go forward. So we expect great things to come, and only just continued improvement for the Bakken.
Transition to Texas for a moment. You mentioned the Permian, some of the issues down there, and so some of the capitals opening up in the other shale plays like the Bakken. I just saw this recently where the Eagle Ford has now got some new projections that are going to make investors very happy too. So there's another shale play that could come back into the limelight like it was probably 4 or 5 years ago. The Eagle Ford had its day in the sun for a little bit. That went away, but could come back. Haynesville, I'm hearing that rumbling again. How are you guys doing down in Texas? Are you in the Permian? Are you in the Eagle Ford or any of the other shale plays in the area?
Yeah, Jason, it's very exciting. You know, since 2012, we've had a flag in the ground in the Permian Basin. In fact, we were first in the market with a turnkey lodge in Pecos, Texas, which is really the epicenter of the Delaware Basin, which is part of the western part of the Permian play. And so this will put it into perspective for you, Jason. In 2012, we built an 80-bed facility in Pecos, Texas. And fast forward six years later, that lodge today sits with over 800 beds on location at full capacity, with a roster full of oil and gas and energy customers that is broad and diverse. We're excited about our position there in Pecos, Texas, and as a result of that, last year we've grown our network significantly. You might hear me use that terminology, network, and I'll explain that. You know, oil and gas has changed even, you know, during the downturn. They've gotten a lot more efficient. We have to match our customers' requirements on the lodging side, when you look at efficiency and flexibility and being able to move about the basin with flexibility and speed, we've designed and we've built a 7-lodge network across the Permian, similar to that of the Bakken, but with over almost 3,500 beds, just shy of 3,500 beds, from tip to tip, covers the geographic area of the Permian Basin. Offers the customer base just a very, very flexible, consistent offering across the network, and tremendous growth. So, you know, the Bakken boom that occurred that we all know in 2010 to 2014, the Permian is booming now, and you know, getting the crews off of the roads, you know, the other 12 hours that they're not on location, keeping them safe, fit for work every day is our top priority. I mean, it's just, and the only way you can deliver on that is to have a network of lodges. You cannot have a singular location and be able to service these crews and these hardworking men and women and keep them safe so they can return home to their families when they go off hitch. So the answer is yes, wholeheartedly, the largest in the Permian Basin. We're excited about what that basin has to offer. We see continued growth in that marketplace as they continue to expand their takeaway capacity in the region. So, you know, all good things coming out of Texas and New Mexico at this point.
You know, and I've seen a lot of reports where 70% of the shale drilling is going to come out of the Permian, out of the shale United States drilling over the next 20, 30 years because it's so thick compared to a lot of the other shale plays. So very smart, very interesting strategy down there in Texas with the network. And, you know, like you said, much like up in the Bakken, where if you understand the Bakken with the Dickinson, Watford City, the Williston's, and even Stanley, you know, the only thing you're missing, I guess, is Tioga at that point, but that's so close to Stanley that it's, you know, it's almost a horse apiece. So
It is. And Jason, I think you might remember we actually had a lodge in Tioga that supported the construction of the gas plant in that area. It was about 1,000-bed facility.
Mm-hmm.
And it served its purpose. We still have some infrastructure there, but we have moved off most of that lodging facility down to the Texas market because, you know, it was really purpose-built. So Tioga, frankly, I miss that area. It's a great little town. You know, if the market recovers and there's drilling and completion activity in that area and we're needed, we wouldn't hesitate. We'd go back in.
Yeah, and I forgot about that gas plant and the LNG facility, and those are a lot more permanent jobs too, as opposed to like a Stanley or a Ray or some of the smaller towns that just don't, you know, they don't have that you know, facility like that. So all right, well, hey, I was going to ask you a lot of times, you know, what I remember. But when I interviewed Brian Lash a number of years ago, I want to say like Halliburton was one of his big customers when they went over and did some Olympics, and then they did some housing overseas for the Iraq War. And of course, I got thinking right away, you know, Target and Halliburton, those are big companies. So without, you know, sounding tactful or anything like that, how big of a company, you know, do you guys deal with? I mean, is it smaller companies, big companies? Just kind of talk to me a little bit about who your customer base is.
Sure. Well, that's a good question. And look, you know, Brian's comments about working with Halliburton would remain true today. So when you look at we call them partners or like-minded partners. Right, because and you'll say, well, what does that mean, Troy? It sounds like a fancy marketing term or phrase. It's not every company that is willing to make the investment in their people. In fact, some companies just frankly don't, and they'll put their crews, their men and women, in what we call man camps. And there are plenty of man camps. When the Bakken boom first, you know, cycled up, you saw man camps scattered across the pastures of North Dakota. Those are camps. There are companies that are willing to invest in their worker the other 12 hours that they're not on location, and it's companies like Halliburton that are willing to do that because they see the return of getting a better worker each and every day, a safer worker each and every day, and a more loyal worker each and every day. So how do they do it? They do it with a true turnkey lodging solution that addresses those factors the other 12 hours, right? And they partner with Target. Now, it is a like-minded partner. They're committed to a fit worker, a more productive worker, a more loyal worker. And so if you just provide housing in a man camp situation, and there are companies that do, you're not going to get those benefits. So a like-minded partner for Target is a company like a Halliburton and other large oil field service companies that would be peers to a Halliburton. Okay, so that when you look at that customer or that like-minded partner, absolutely all the oil field service category and peers of Halliburton. Okay, and then look, you even got to look further upstream in the supply chain, and look at companies like Hess, where we purpose-built that facility.
To listen to the full-length interview with Troy Schrenk, Chief Commercial Officer with Target Lodging, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
You know that I've lived, yeah, you know that I've tried. Well, I've told the truth, yeah, you know that I've lied. We all do what we do so we can survive.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota, is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies. Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? You need a raise.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
When I think of the world that I want to live in, it's with people that care, that take risks, that reinvent themselves, reinvent their organizations, reinvent their industries. And Eric's a model citizen for that. He's trying to solve problems. He's trying to bring people into those solutions. He does incredibly well, but he lives generously. I think a community filled with people like Eric that are solving problems, giving it their best, and creating an environment for others to lead and soar and succeed, that's a place I want to live. And so Eric's the type of person that's in my community, and I'm really grateful for that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Kathy Nesset with Nesset.
Kathy Nesset.
And normally we'd say Nesset Consulting, but as of yesterday / today, new news out, Nesset is just the new name. So let's start off the interview, Kathy Nesset, talking about the rebranding and the rationale for the new name.
Twofold. There's two reasons why we did this. Number one, Nesset. It's clean, it's clear, it's concise, it's techie. So is yes. Nesset. You know, what we're doing is we're bringing out new services. We're bringing out, you know, the geology that I do. I'm a geologist. And that is still at the core of our business. But what we're doing is we're adding more services, mostly through the engineering scope. We're also, bringing on, on-site gas, instrumentation. We're doing the inspection out on the production sites to help with the fugitive gas emissions. Lease operators, consultants into the production and the completion side of things. The geology is still our core business, and we're upping that game. We're bringing in a spectrometer that is going to help us determine the mineralogy, more from a scientific standpoint as opposed to just a geologist looking in the microscope. Still my tried and true method, but let's add, a little more science to the mm-hmm. process.
Science can get pretty complex and also very specific. Of course, we'd like to offer the world to everybody. How one-stop shop are you going to become, and how much are you still going to kind of outsource to some specific, whether it be geology? I'm thinking in the media, of course. When I get into graphic design, I got to outsource it. I got to know my limits, that type of thing. So talk to me a little bit about that. How much are you going to have under one shop, and then how much are you going to continue to outsource?
It's perfect. That's all part of our rebranding as well. In this process, we're bringing partners along with us. We have Flowcore with us. We have EH Security. We have Skyscopes, which is a drone company out of Grand Forks, to bring the on-site gas inspection to the drone capability with an infrared camera mounted on the drones. Security forces are needed. Am I a specialist in that? No, I'm not. But there are other people, other gals and guys who are. So they're partnering, and this is all part of the new NESET, is looking at, still staying with our core competencies, which is the geology and the engineering.
To listen to the full-length interview with Kathy NESET of NESET, or listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Well, now it's time we hand it off to the multimedia kidpreneur Otis with his Kids and Capitalism KidCast.
Hello, my name is Otis with the Kids and Capitalism KidCast, and we're here with Juan
Merlot,
and we're going to ask you a couple questions.
Sure, shoot.
All right, so what was your first job, and how old were you when you got it?
My first job in television, or my first job in general?
Just in general.
In general, my first job was delivering shoes in Las Vegas for Marshall Russo. And I used to deliver to the Pointer Sisters and all celebrities, and it was a fun job.
Fun.
I was 15 in Las Vegas at that time.
Why did you get into the media?
I fell into the media by accident. Had a friend of mine was in the business, and he called me up and said, "You could be a sound guy. You'll have three pagers. You'll work nonstop." And I was like, "I can't even install a car radio." So I went on a shoot with Bill Curtis, Justice Files for A&E, and we did an autistic child in Chokoleski, Florida, and I fell in love with production. Came back, I owned my insurance agency, and I sold it, and 28 years later, here I am. I'm working for NBC News.
What advice do you have for young entrepreneurs like myself?
Go get it.
Don't wait for it.
If your ship doesn't come in, swim out to it.
All right.
Be proactive, and stay focused. And hustle. You got to respect the hustle.
All right. Well, thank you, sir, for doing this interview. I greatly appreciate it.
Pleasure. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Good luck with you and your media career.
Good luck with you and your media career.
Thank you. I appreciate it. When I grow up, I want to be just like you.
All right.
Building the Bakken Radio is a proud sponsor of the Kids and Capitalism KidCast, and the Crude Life Media Network is a proud mentor. For more information on Otis, the multimedia kidpreneur, check out kidsandcapitalism.com. That's kidsandcapitalism.com.
Just remember your task will only last if you don't take off your mask. When the outside's chilly and the inside is warm, you've been wishing you never been born. All I can say, you try to behave and try not to get your mind blown. Something that's
show. Your mind blown, your mind blown, and that's all you need to know.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. I'd like to thank you folks for joining us this week. You can check out all of our interviews, past shows, and other features at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And we invite you all to join our social media network. If you go to thecrudelife.com, click on the social media page. We've got a social media audience and social media presence in many of the shale plays, including the Bakken. That's all part of the Crude Life Media Network. We're over 350,000 strong and growing every single day. And while you're at thecrudelife.com, be sure to click on our sponsors page. Of course, the sponsors make this program happen, whether it's the Dealmakers, Energy Safety Institute, Gas Techno Energy and Fuels, Hatch Coaching, or Tidwell Industries. We have some outstanding sponsors here at Building the Bakken Radio, and we invite you folks to please support them as much as you can. If you go to thecrudelife.com, click on the sponsors page. We have a whole list of them with links right there. And if you're wondering if Building the Bakken Radio or other Crude Life programming is carried in your neighborhood, check out our programs page on crudelife.com. We have a list of our programs as well as the radio stations that pick up those programs. And for those of you that are listening within our network, we'll be back next week at this time on this channel. We appreciate you folks very much for checking out this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Thanks again for joining us this week here on Building the Bakken Radio. Keep calm and frack on.
You feel a little dizzy. You're talking kind of silly, like you have plans to save the world. Just remember your past will only last if you don't take off your mask. When the outside's chilly, the inside is warm. Been wishing you never been born. All I can say is that you try to behave and try not to get your mind blown.
Seems like no matter who I talk to in the world of business these days, people are telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what Jeff Schatz, superintendent of the Fargo Public Schools, has to say about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching.
I just thought that his story about how he talks about the struggles that he and his family went through and having children, and how, you know, everybody has a hot mess, and how do you deal with that in life? And I just thought that really resonates well with, you know, folks. And so I thought that would be a great message for everybody to hear. Well, then beyond that, I've also seen Eric do some of the other things that he does with emceeing and leading other types of things that he does. He does coaching, I know, with students, where the principals have hired him to come in and do that. So I just extended that opportunity for him to be the MC too. He was very well received.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com. Hey folks, I want to take a quick second to tell you, just in time for summer, the Crude Life t-shirts are now on sale. Three different designs available. Show your support for the industry and become an energy enthusiast by living the Crude Life. Visit thecrudelife.com and click on the t-shirts now on sale. That's the Crude Life t-shirts now on sale.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet. The Davis Refinery, a project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.